Hello, hello to all my fantastic radio listeners out there. I hope your day is full of energy, positive vibes, and good health. Welcome to Simply Healthy Talk Show with producer Auntie K, right here on Word SBC 88.3 FM. I'm your host, Bridget Bell Bastian, a.k.a. Lady B. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Today, I have another topic for you. It's natural medicine, and I have three beautiful ladies in here today, and they are going to tell us how to use these natural medicines. But before we do that, I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves.
My name is Cynthia Bonas, and I am with an organization called LIGHT, which is Lay Institute for Global Health Training. And I'm here in the Bahamas with my friend Teresa, and we are actually conducting a one-month school at the Angleton,
New Angleton
Church. And we have a great attendance and very enthusiastic group with us.
Excellent.
Hello, my name is Teresa Thornhill, and a retired nutritionist. And I'm here with Cynthia to assist in the program.
Okay.
And we are having a wonderful time in Bahamas.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yes.
And everybody should know this lady that's about to speak next.
My name is Ida Mae Hanna. I am the manager of Better Living Health Center.
Yes.
And I live in the Bahamas.
Oh, yes. You live where they vacation. Good. So last time I had you ladies here and we spoke on the eight laws of health. I think we're going to look, you know, into some of those. Actually, tell us, what is the eight laws of health? What are they?
They are doctors that makes house calls.
Okay.
So the eight laws of health are, we call it New Start.
Right,
New Start. So it's nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God.
Okay. Because I think we spoke a lot on water the last time.
We did.
So what are we going to talk about today? Some of this natural medicine now.
Well, we can talk about any one of them. Because as we stated the last time, if you are guilty of any one, you can become sick.
Yes.
And if you practice all of them, you can prevent diseases from happening. So every one of them is as important as keeping all of God's Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Yeah? If you break one, you're guilty of all.
Oh, man, be guilty.
Oh, wow.
Be guilty.
I must say, I'll make a confession here. There was a time, and I'll never forget this, I got a headache.
Okay.
And I have learned that anytime you get a pain, you need to find out why you have that pain. You don't pop that.
Don't pop a
pop a pill to get rid of that headache because there's a cause.
Okay.
So when I had a headache, I knew, I was like, what in the world didn't I do? I went right down those eight laws of health, and I remembered I hadn't exercised for several days.
Oh, no.
And so I, at that time, I was near Pinewood Garden. Park. And I just pulled right into the parking lot, and I just made, by the time I made one lap, I hit my head. I couldn't feel anything.
Okay.
That was amazing to me. That was a miracle to me, like that happened.
That was
it? Yes, that was it. The headache was gone. Just getting oxygen to the brain through exercise and get the circulation going took away that headache.
Okay.
Then there was another time when I got a headache again. And then I realized I didn't drink enough water. I hadn't gotten any water that day. And then I realized that, went right down the eight. And when I drank that water, headache went away.
Oh.
So these things really, really work.
Yes. You know, even as you're talking, I'm thinking about nutrition. And some of us as older persons and even young people are suffering with arthritis. And anytime I'm having arthritic pain, I know I need to stop the white potatoes, the eggplant, the peppers, and the tomato, because they will cause the inflammation to get worse. And so I know, okay, it's coming on. When it subsides, then I can add a little bit back.
Now that you mention arthritis, I know of someone who has arthritis, but they're saying there's no there's no relief, no cure, nothing for it, that you just live with it?
There are foods that can cause a flare-up mm-hmm. in the body. Mm-hmm. And the four that we just mentioned, white potatoes, tomatoes, mm-hmm. eggplant, and peppers. Mm-hmm. Those four. Now, if a person is suffering with arthritis, mm-hmm. it's good for them to stay away from those four foods
right.
and then reintroduce them one at a time. Like every week, they mm-hmm. will introduce one and see if they're causing, if it's causing any flare-up or any inflammation in right. the body. Mm-hmm. For some people, they can tolerate some things.
Right.
The tomatoes, I understand that if it's raw, they cannot tolerate it.
Oh, okay.
But if it's cooked, uh-huh. they will be able to.
Ah.
So one size does not fit all. What right. works for one doesn't necessarily work for the other.
Right.
But I just wanted to piggyback on what Dr. Ida May just said uh-huh. about the headache.
Right.
A lot of times people pop a pills, but is it that your body is deficient of aspirin, let's say,
mm-hmm.
why you have to take something? What she just did is what we're supposed to do, ascertain what caused my headache. And
right.
as you go along these lists, and they're not very many, just eight. Did I drink my water today? Am I eating right? Am I exercising? Those things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come up to the one that you know you're not doing, just apply that. That's what we call a doctor that makes house call, and it's for free.
Mm-hmm. But yes. sometimes when I pop a pill, I feel like, you know.
Right
like
away, instantly. But yeah. is that what caused your headache in the first place?
Mm-mm.
No.
Right.
So it's something else. Like, for instance, just drinking a glass of water
mm-hmm.
Will relieve a headache. Just putting your foot in some water, in a mm-hmm. bucket of water,
mm-hmm.
if you have high blood pressure, that can relieve your high blood pressure.
Oh, okay.
I mean, these are just the simple things that we have available
right.
because when we take the pill, we have to look at the side effects of mm-hmm. the pill as
okay.
well. They go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. Even a simple aspirin, there are side effects.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And for your listeners,
mm-hmm.
not cold water now.
Room temperature
don't water. Don't cold water.
And I just wanted to say that those foods that were mentioned for the arthritis, they're
mm-hmm.
called nightshade foods.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not affect everybody,
correct. Mm-hmm.
but you want to check yourself for it, especially
right.
if you know you have allergies. I have someone very close to me who have a problem with some nightshade.
Okay.
If that person eats the substance of green peppers, that's
mm-hmm.
your variation of sweet peppers, whether it's the red, the yellow, or the green,
uh-huh.
okay, that they are nightshades. If he gets the substance mm-hmm. of green peppers, he have joint pains.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If he gets the substance of Irish potato, that's a problem. So he has to stay away from those foods along with MSG. Monosodium glutamate.
Most definitely.
And it really is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful. And those who are having problem with arthritis,
mm-hmm.
they need to consider, especially if they have sinus,
oh.
because that brings to the table allergies and problem and food sensitivity. And they may have food sensitivity to these nightshade foods.
Oh, my. Well, we are at our first break. So we need to take a quick break and come right back. And we will continue with this natural medicine, 8 laws of health, nutrition, all of that good stuff. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
He says, love me. We're at SBC 88.3 FM. It's a listener-supported station. In order to improve our services and continue the work of taking the gospel across the airwaves, we wish to partner with you. If you feel impressed to contribute to this work with your financial support, we invite you to give us a call at 341-4021 or by emailing atpbahamas@gmail.com. You can help the word be a lamp and light in a dark world. We look forward to partnering with you.
Welcome back to Simply Healthy right here on Word SBC 88.3 FM. I'm your host, Bridget Bell Bastian, a.k.a. Lady B, and I have three ladies in here, and we are discussing natural medicine. Before the break, we were on water, and we were talking about arthritis. Now, I know there's another thing dealing with water called hydrotherapy. Anybody want to jump in on that one and tell us what hydrotherapy is all about?
Well, as the name suggests, hydro, mm-hmm. is water. Mm-hmm. Therapy, treatment. Mm-hmm. So you're using water uh-huh. to treat some of the ailments okay. that a person might have.
Yes.
Now, we'll tell people, if you're suffering with arthritis, mm-hmm. your only source of help
right.
should not be just one thing.
Okay.
It works together. Mm-hmm. So you might have to use nutrition. Mm-hmm. You'd have to use exercise mm-hmm. because of the areas. You don't want to sit too long.
Okay.
You don't want to walk too much, stand too much. Mm. So we want them to do that. We talked about some of the foods that right. might affect you. Mm-hmm. So you might want to stay away from that. Mm-hmm. Along with that, you might want to use some hydrotherapy.
Okay.
And depends on where. Say, for instance, somebody has problems with their hands,
right.
their fingers. Mm-hmm. So what you would want to do, you can do what is called a contrast
okay.
Bath. Mm-hmm. That means you have a container with hot water mm-hmm. and one with ice cold water.
Okay.
In doing that, you will have to have water, a kettle uh-huh. of hot water next to you mm-hmm. and ice next right. to you. Mm-hmm. So you will put, if it's one hand or that you're doing or both hands, mm-hmm. if you're doing it by yourself, it would be best to have somebody there to assist you.
Okay.
But you can't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. So you'd make the water as hot as you can stand it.
Right.
All right? Mm-hmm. Now, the elbow is very sensitive.
Okay.
So if you put your elbow into the water and it's too hot, mm-hmm. you will know that that water is too hot.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. So you'd want to make sure that you have water not too cold now. Water that your elbow can bear because mm-hmm. you want to make it as hot as you can.
Right.
Because what you're really doing is creating a fever
okay.
in that area.
Yes.
And when we create fever, our white blood cells work for
yes,
us.
Yes.
So many times we eat sweets, and again, maybe uh-huh. that's one of the things that persons who are suffering with arthritis would want to stay away from sure. all these sugars and so on.
Right.
Because when you do that, you're white blood cells go to bed.
Oh.
Yeah, because
they eat sugar,
it's too sweet.
They go
to sleep? It's too sugary. It's sweet. Oh. And so it's you know,
so it white relaxes blood them and they just go to sleep.
It's hanging out someplace else where it should be. But when you give the hydro, uh-huh. the water therapy, the hot water, it gets them up and busy.
Okay.
Because they are your army.
Right?
And once the hot water comes in, it says, prepare for war.
Okay.
So he's running now and mm-hmm. would find the area mm-hmm. where that inflammation is, and blood would flow mm-hmm. to that area, and it would bring all of those good things okay. to that area. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want. So you will do it for 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
As hot as you can take it.
Right.
And then after the 3 minutes is over, you're going to go to the ice cold water for half a minute.
Ooh.
Yes. And after this half a minute is finished, you're going to add some more hot water because you want to make sure that the temperature of that water can
stays
a little. Because, you know, you can start with 100 degrees
right.
and go up until to 105 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would use your elbow again, make sure that water is not too hot before you put it up, you know. And then you do the same thing. So you start on hot, mm-hmm. and pretty much you can end on cold.
Okay.
If the person is very badly arthritic, mm-hmm. you might not want to have the water so very cold
okay.
with ice. It might be cool, but okay. not, you know, depends mm-hmm. on the person.
Mm-hmm.
So you start with hot, you end with cold. You can do three cycles.
Okay.
Or you can do up to 5 cycles.
Okay.
Doing it. And then you can maybe do it 3 times a day. Depends on how you're feeling. Then you make sure to wipe out their hands really good mm-hmm. and so on. And if you have gloves, mm-hmm. you may put it in to keep it nice and
okay.
warm
okay.
and so on. And
uh-huh. I would like to share something that happened to my grandmother. My mm-hmm. grandmother was almost 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And her, well, of course, they're not going to do no hip replacement therapy right. for her. But she was in a lot of pain because her ball and socket from her pelvic area, it was bone against bone. We saw it on the x-ray. There was no synovial fluid cushioning, and the ball was flat. Ooh. So she walked with a hitch because one leg was shorter than the right. other because of that. Mm-hmm. And she was in a lot of pain. The doctors only could give her painkillers. Mm-hmm. So we took her to UG Pines. Yeah. And I will always remember what Dr. Thrash said. Yeah. He looked at the x-ray and he said, this is degeneration osteoarthritis. Mm-hmm. And there's absolutely nothing okay. we can do about this. Okay. However, he said, try some hydrotherapy on her.
Okay.
And so we started doing the heating pad to the pelvic area. Mm-hmm. And she also had arthritis in her knee. Mm. So they got two buckets and they did the same hot and cold yeah. as for the hand. Mm-hmm. And they make sure, well, of course, her knees were out of the bucket. So they put a towel there and they just got a little cup and just spooned some of that hot water mm-hmm. to keep the heat straight down. And they did the same thing, 3 minutes hot, 15 to 30 seconds cold.
Okay.
They did the same thing with a heating pad here. Of course, it was done at different times, mm-hmm. right? You know, my grandmother left there after 21 days with no pain.
Really? Mm-hmm.
They taught us how to do that at home to continue it. And we did it every other day. Okay. And she lived another 10, 12 years.
Oh.
And she was pain-free straightforward.
Wow.
And that just to show you the power of hydrotherapy.
Yes.
There was nothing invasive about mm-hmm. this. It was just utilizing hot cold,
yes.
you know, in a nice way. So I want you to know this thing worked. Even for a simple headache, you can put your feet in hot water. If you have a headache or menstrual cramps, mm-hmm. the blood will move toward the feet mm-hmm. and the decongestion would clear mm-hmm. up and the pain would go away.
Listen, you're bringing back memories because I went to UG Pines and I had to do hydrotherapy. And they put me in this tub of hot water, as hot as I could take it. And, you know, I always bathed with hot water, so it wasn't like a shock. Mm-hmm. The shock was when they put the cold water. And so when I came out, they would wrap me like from, I think the only thing left out was my eyes and my nose and mouth. And just lay me down. I was wrapped up like a mummy. Mm-hmm. And I just sweat. Mm-hmm. And it was like water was in the bed by the time I was finished. Mm-hmm. And I did that, I think, almost every day. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some people there who couldn't take it and they would throw up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because the water was too hot or the transitioning from hot to mm-hmm. cool.
It but could be a detoxification yeah. of the body,
mm-hmm.
and it was rapid, and it right. can cause you to be nauseated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Right. And that's why they had to make sure you keep your head cool.
And you're well hydrated
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
I went in that tub one time myself.
That sounds like a fever therapy.
Ooh. Yes, it was.
Yeah. It's like you say, to boost the white blood cells, because mm-hmm. I am always under the count when it comes to my white blood cells. Mm-hmm. So I had to fight extra hard.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for that memory. I just, mm-hmm. you know, had to go back there.
I just wanted to share with myself, too. Just before I came here, I was experiencing high blood pressure. When I go to the doctor, I suffer from white coat syndrome. White coat. It's just a term mm-hmm. that you get fearful mm-hmm. and your blood pressure gets elevated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she said, oh, I have high blood pressure. And so what I did, I just got my bucket, put my hot water and had my cold water. Well, the hot water, you stay for 20 minutes with a headache.
But listen, before we go into the, what was white coat?
White coat syndrome.
Okay, so we are on our second break. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
So when we come back, we will continue with this white coat syndrome.
Okay.
Hi, this is your quick health tip for today. Whether or not you have a cat, you know that every time a feline wakes up, they take a quick stretch. Now you try it. When you wake up in the morning, take a quick stretch. This boosts circulation, digestion, and eases back pain. And always remember, Proverbs 14 verse 13 says, "A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body."
Welcome back to Simply Healthy. I'm in studio with three ladies that are telling us about natural health. And right before the break, we were talking about this white coat. Not the white coat that a doctor wears or you may wear or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I want y'all to please tell me about this white coat because I never heard about it.
Well, what it is just the fear of going to the doctor causes the blood pressure to be elevated, elevated. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they can misplace that for a person having high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And so what they go do, they just go out and write a prescription and put you on.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's what they do. But what is interesting to me, and lately I've been reading and looking at some videos, mm-hmm. it's that long ago, a person's blood pressure, when the way they measured a person, but actually that when I got out of school, mm-hmm. I had learned that you take the person's age, you take 100 plus the person's age, and that was your normal blood pressure.
Oh.
Today, when the drug companies took it over, mm-hmm. they labeled it as one blood pressure for all. It's like one size fits all. So everybody's blood pressure, it has to be 120 over 80. Oh. But an older person, their blood pressure could be a little bit elevated and they're not hypertensive.
Okay.
But they put everybody on medication across the board.
Oh, no.
Which, when they changed that law, it was in 2005, there was an article in Seattle magazine, and they were talking about the blood pressure. And so when it was changed, everybody now, millions of people became hypertensive because they put these people on medication.
Oh.
And so it means that they were selling a lot of medication at that time. And they're still doing it because it hasn't changed.
Right.
A few years ago, they wanted to change it to 110 over 70, mm-hmm. which would put a lot more people on medication. But that never went through. But I just wanted to share this with the hydrotherapy, since as we were talking a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Zambia on a mission trip.
Right.
And the chief of the village, he came out. And his blood pressure was like 210 over about 120. So we asked him if he can get us a bucket with hot water and we're going to demonstrate.
Okay.
And it was great because the village people saw that and they realized they don't have to be on medication.
Yes.
We can control this,
yes.
not just with the hydrotherapy, of course. Mm-hmm. There are other lifestyle changes which we had to introduce.
Mm-hmm.
But when we put his foot in that water, we kept it there for like 20 minutes and then we threw the cold water on top of it. You always start with hot mm-hmm. and with cold because it closed the pores back up.
Right.
And so when we took his blood pressure, right that first time we did that, the blood pressure came down to like 180 over 80.
Wow.
So he was fascinated. The village people were fascinated. And so we did it again.
Okay.
And the blood pressure came down even lower.
Okay.
So this hydrotherapy should not be taken lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a skill that everyone should learn how to do it and do it well.
Mm-hmm. Wisely.
Because if you don't, you can undo a lot of the goodness out of the hydrotherapy.
Oh.
And so even if for 20 minutes you need to have something cold.
If the person is sweating, yes, you need to put a cold compress on the head.
You need to be able to do that because you don't want the heat to go to the head.
Mm-hmm.
You want the blood from the head because, mm-hmm. you know, the feet are further away from the heart.
Right.
The hands are further away from the heart. So the blood does not flow there so easily.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why sometimes we end up, especially women, with headaches mm-hmm. and so on because mm-hmm. our feet never covered.
Mm-hmm.
Men always wear socks. They
That's
wear
true.
Long pants. They think you don't hear men complaining so much about headaches.
That's true.
Well, women always because we are, besides our tight bras and tight.
We have a lot going on.
We have a lot going on. And so it restricts our circulation already.
That's right.
And then our heads bare, our feet bare, so blood is not going down there easily. So, yes, you need to cover your head
mm-hmm.
so with some cold cloth mm-hmm. and be able to have water to drink. But hydrotherapy is supposed to be something that you intelligently study. You just cannot hear of something and just decide, I'm going to go do it right now.
Yes.
Right? There are persons on the island that we are showing how to do it.
Okay.
And you can always make contact with Dr. Hannah
mm-hmm.
to find out of someone who can do that and illustrate it to you so that you're wise
mm-hmm.
in making that decision so you don't hurt yourself, especially if you're diabetic.
Okay.
Can I piggyback on that?
Sure.
my sister lives in Tobago, and she was telling me about this gentleman. She goes to make house call around. And the guy's diabetic in his foot. And someone told him, not show him, how to do hydrotherapy. They just said, this is what you need to do.
Okay.
Poor gentleman never had any experience, any exposure. He went and he got some hot water, put his foot.
Mm.
He ended up with third-degree burns
and
had to have the foot amputated.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
so this is why she's saying the skill is very important that you know how to do it and do it well, or else you can cause a lot more problems.
And be careful with the diabetics, because the problem with the diabetics, they don't feel
neuropathy.
Anything because of the neuropathy.
Yes.
And because of that, they can burn themselves and not realize they're doing it, okay? I wanted to, since we're talking about high blood pressure, I wanted to share a story that happened to my dad.
Okay.
My dad, his one morning he woke up, and then he started to talk about my brother who was at Oakwood. As if he was there. And so we knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
So we checked his blood pressure, and it was sky high, 100, almost 200 over 100 and something.
Right.
So we sat him down, and we called his physician because we knew he was in a crisis. And the doctor said to bring him in the emergency room immediately.
Right.
While we were sitting him down to get him ready, I learned how you can use onion. To help people in a crisis.
Okay.
So I got a half of a regular onion, blended up in some water, put a little lemon juice in it, and we had Daddy to drink that down. You know, we checked his blood pressure in 10 minutes, and it had dropped drastically.
Mm-hmm.
It dropped so much until we were able to call the physician again and tell him what the blood pressure was then. Then he said, okay, he's out of a crisis. Bring him in the office later on.
Excellent.
Onion is able to do a lot, and it can't hurt anyone. You know what I mean? And I shared that with another client that came to Better Living many, many years ago. He was exercising. He was on his medication. He was doing all, but his blood pressure would not come down. So I told him to try the onion. He was traveling back. He said, when I come back, I'll tell you if it worked.
Mm-hmm.
He came back and he said, it worked.
Okay.
He said, and it lasts for 2 days, and then I do another dose.
Nah.
Onion.
Nah. All onions aren't the same size now. When you say half an onion,
half of a medium onion.
Normal kind of size onion.
A normal size.
And how much water?
You just want to get that onion down. So I blend it in water enough. Yeah, it tastes nasty.
Yeah.
I put a little lemon juice to cut that oniony
goodness,
taste.
That's just worse.
And so forth like that. You know, maybe you could just cut it up and just use it as a little salad, you know, just by itself with a little lemon. But the onion worked.
Excellent.
And then we have things like cayenne pepper.
Yes.
That's another, because that would actually, wherever cayenne pepper touches or goes, it increases the circulation.
Right.
So that's another very good thing that you can use. If you are cold, your feet are cold, you can put some cayenne pepper in your sock. It would speed up that circulation, and you're on your way. Oh, yes. There's so many
things.
Now,
how you put the cayenne pepper in your socks?
Just take the powder and put some in the sock and put your feet in the sock and walk around.
Interesting.
And that will increase the circulation in an instant.
And talking about cayenne, I mean, if you it can take you out of an emergency.
Yes.
That's my brother is a construction, he does construction, and he travels with cayenne in his truck. Because if there's an emergency and someone get a terrible cut, and that happened to him before, and you are bleeding, he's all the way out life at key, you know what I mean? And he's bleeding. If you dust that cayenne right into that wound, the blood
clots,
and it'll stop the bleeding.
Oh,
it's amazing until you can get where you can get the help that you need. And these are simple things that you need to know.
Natural remedies.
Listen. Now, see, y'all got me all excited, but we got to end now.
Yeah.
I really wanted to hear some more, so guess what? Y'all going to have to come back if you can.
We can come back next week.
So we are at the end of our show, and I really enjoyed and I learned some stuff. Thank you very much for coming. So I'm going to have to remind our audience of our airing times. We air Mondays from 9 to 9.30 a.m., 1 to 1.30 p.m., and 7.30 to 8 p.m. We rebroadcast on Wednesdays at 9 to 9.30 a.m., and then again on Friday from 3 to 3.30 p.m. And as I always tell you, until next time, remember, God is love. Stay curious, stay informed, stay healthy and happy, and let's keep the conversations alive. I'm Bridget Bell Bastian, a.k.a. Lady B for Word SBC 88.3 FM. Remember, guys, it's not complicated, it's simply healthy.